Hello, this is Zamana King. Welcome back to our sales of episode, our session that goes by name, Insights on Life, online podcast that is gives you all the insights, all and other things relating to life. You know, it's been a bit longer without publishing anything right here, but we're back again, and I think this time we are too stronger more than ever before we have been, you know. So today I would like to speak about the life, and it's all about the way the youth have been just suffering, and the way how they can overcome the things that are just suffering from, you know. So the first thing is that I would like to speak about what are the potential sources of the problem that the most youth are suffering from. You know, first thing is relationship. You know, nearly 50 or up to 75% percent of the suffering that have been suffered by the young generation is all about the relationship. You only find a boy or a girl is just suffering, you know, say, oh my bro, now I ain't get asleep now, you know, someone have been deserted me now, I don't know how I'm gonna live, you know. So being deserted or being in trouble with your partner, it doesn't mean that you have to lose your natural happiness that the God have been given you. So the God has been given you. So the first, it is a thing that can be avoided maybe by putting our brain beast concentrating doing things like reading books or like visiting our mentors, visiting those people who can guide, the people who can give the guidelines, or the people who can maybe advise us about the relationship. So it is just a common thing for a young boy or just a young girl to suffer from relationship. I know that we build characters. You know, you may find some people, those who can't survive without being with someone. You know. So this is a thing that I've been just making the young generation suffer most, you know. So we can avoid this disgrace. I can call it a disgrace. Yeah. So the disgrace, all this problem that may be avoided by investing much on reading different books, or even by contacting our friend or the people those we value their advice, or as they can advise us very important things and all can give out the way out of the problem, you know. So the second thing that the most generation suffering from is overgeneralization. You know, we overgeneralize a lot of things. Maybe you think, oh, I am doing something that I think after a certain period of time I'm going to be someone or to be at a certain level, without even considering the difficulties or setbacks that one can endure while striving to reach at their potential or to reach at the point that he or she just waiting for a bit, always focusing to be or to reach out. So overgeneralization, this belief I've been just scaring number of young generation. We have not to overgeneralize the thing. So the way out of this is understanding that we have to, when we are laying down our plans, we have us to think about the setbacks or the difficulties that we can face while we are struggling to, or while we strive to reach our potential goals or our focus, you know. So the difficulty that you endure in fighting or in striving to, or in execution or in executing what you think what you dream of, or what you're fighting for, it is a common thing, and so overcoming those things are the way out that can help us to be at a certain point. So when we lay down our plan, or when we lay down our goal, our objectives, we have also to think about the potential setbacks that we can endure while in the process. So enduring those setbacks and difficulty can be a good and a viable option for the young generation to avoid being broken down with such incidents in their life. The third thing that the young generation can find it disillusionment. You know, you can be disillusioned by maybe you have you're thinking about the reaching a certain goal, then to sort by all the difficult that or even the reality that you face from the reality that you will encounter it's totally different from what you expected before. So when you become disillusioned, it compels for a young generation to give up. So the viable means and a viable way for the young generation to overcome this is just we have to be humble, the so-called humility. We have to grow the humility, behavior. You know, when you have a humility in everything. I mean, humility is all about the humble. You have to accept it, whatever the thing happens. So when you accept the setback or the fallback that you encounter is, it actually will help you. You know, when you I'm humble and I'm just accepting the problem. So the way out is for you, that useful for you is just finding for a better comeback so as you can turn your things around. So overcoming the solution, man, it's just useful by developing behavior of being so humility, you know. So when you have humility, you will be humble of everything that you face in your life. When you become humble, you will learn how to do or how to figure out the thing when things are not working out. So that is a third thing. Another thing that the young generation is suffering from is the influence of the surrounding people, particularly parents. You know, you may find the young generation as its own target, but the parent may also affect the target of a certain or of an individual young generation or young person or young girl, young boy. So when you find that you are an artist, then your parents are obsessed with science, you know. You'll be forced to do what the parents are just looking for. Then you won't be doing things free. So end of the day, you will end up living others' dreams, particularly only living to make your parent happy because you are doing what they have been just looking for. So this is another problem. So what's the way out on this? The way out to overcome the problem that I've been maybe brought by the closest people, particularly our parents, is just consulting those people, their fellow elder people, those who are close with them. So when you expose your thing to those people, they will come and advise your parents on how they can figure out those things. You can follow your dream, and I know how it feels to do something that you think you are not bound to, you know. When you're doing something that you don't feel of doing, it gives you just the leveness of concentrating on this, you know. I'm just doing it because my parents have just forced me to do it. It just feels so very hard, and it hurts so much in your heart to do something that we had not dreamed of. So it's clear that when the young generation learns how to overcome those four mentioned things, we will build the strongest generation, the strongest base in our life, not only to impress the world, but also to live the life of our dreams. Living the life of your dream, it gives you much freedom. So as you, whatever you do, you'll be doing those things in 100% or with 100 inputs. So thank you, and I would like to welcome back again, to welcome you back. That I have just returned to full that in behind the mic, so as we can continue giving you the Little Insight of Life. So don't miss us. Now we are available on different play platforms where you can listen to our podcast sessions over there. So keep on listening to us and keep Googling so as you can enjoy this beautiful insight of life. And now we can be heard along the globe through different play platforms like iTunes. You can listen us to Google Podcast as well as AfriPods if it's available onto your own device. Thank you and keep listening to us. This is Samana King.